Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. Our Lord just stated in the first 10 verses of this chapter His loving, watchful care over His people. Verse 6, He said, "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in Me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Verse 10, He said, "Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of My Father, which is in heaven." And now after saying that, He's going to set forth a question illustrating His care for His people. He declared His care for His people. And now He's going to set forth an illustration illustrating His care for His people, showing His care for His people. Verse 11, He said, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." They were lost sheep. And He said in verse 12, "How think ye?" He said, you think about this and answer this in your heart. "How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Christ representing the shepherd, being the shepherd. John 10 calls Him the good shepherd. Hebrews 13 calls Him the great shepherd. And 1 Peter 5 calls Him the chief shepherd. And here in our text, we can clearly see why. Verse 12 says, "How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep?" He owned the sheep. All right? They were His sheep. Verse 12 says, "If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountain?" He is the one who left all. He left all. Just how glorious is that statement? He left all. And He went into the mountains. Verse 12 goes on to say, "And seeketh that which is gone astray." He's the one who sought. That's what He did. He sought. Verse 13 says, "And if so be that he find it." He's the one who found. Verse 13 says, "Verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray." He is the one who rejoiced. He owned. He went. He sought. He found. He rejoiced. The sheep had one role in all this. They went astray. That was it. They went astray. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Do you? Do you? Prone to leave the God I love. Before the service this morning, I was talking to a brother in my study, and we were both saying, this is our prayer, that our Lord would just keep us. That's all we want. Lord, just keep us. I know what I will do if you lift your finger off of me. I know what I'll do. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love, the God who made us, the God who owns us. Like sheep going astray, we rebelled against Him. That's what the flesh does. We rejected Him. That's what the flesh does. We ran from Him. Starting with our parents, Adam and Eve, and we're just like them. We ran from them. But God, our shepherd, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us. This whole story can be told because of His great love wherewith He loved us. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, He left heaven. He left heaven, which did not go astray and did not need repentance. He left all and He went seeking His lost sheep. And He sought them all the way up to the top of Calvary's mountain. Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walked Christ the Savior, the Shepherd, weary and worn, facing for sinners, lost sheep, sinners. Facing for sinners, death on the cross, that He might save them, find them, lay them on His shoulders, and carry them home rejoicing. That's why He did that. That He might save them from endless loss. That is what the good, great, chief shepherd did. That's what He did. The blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see Him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding for sinners, sinful sheep, pleading, sheep who were blind and unheeding. He died for them. He died for them. He died for them, bearing their sin, paying their debt, redeeming them, bringing them back. He died for them. That's what God the Shepherd did for His sheep. He died for them. Now, what I want to know this morning is, am I one of them? That's what I want to know. That's what I always want to know. Am I one of them? That's what the great shepherd did for His sheep. I want to know, am I really one of them? Am I really one of them? Because according to God, according to this word, there are two types of people on this earth. There are two types of people on this earth. And they are represented by these two animals, sheep and goats. Sheep and goats. Which one am I? Which one am I? This is so important, and this is something that we should not assume on. I want to really encourage every soul in this room to not say, I'm a sheep, I know. Feel sorry for the goats, but I'm a sheep. Let's not do that. This is so important. So important. We should not assume on this, because our eternal state with God depends on it. And the stark reality is going to be revealed. In that day, it's going to be revealed. Turn with me over to Matthew 25. Matthew 25, verse 31 says, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." You come and inherit what God chose you to, set you aside unto, and prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Verse 41 says, "Then shall He say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from Me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." This is really going to happen. This is really going to happen. On that day, God is going to divide His sheep from the goats. And on that day, it is going to be revealed which one we are. When He tells us to go to the right hand or the left, we will then know. We already know what's going to happen to the ones on the right hand. We already know what's going to happen to the ones on the left hand. I need to hear Him say, "Right hand. You come stand with My right hand." On that day, it's going to be revealed which ones we are. There have always been sheep and goats living on the earth. It's kind of like some people believe that there was a time back in the past when there was goats. God was angry with certain nations and things like that. But now everybody's sheep. There used to be goats, kind of like dinosaurs. But now, there's just sheep. That's all there are. Everybody's a sheep. There have always been sheep and goats standing on this earth. And until the day He returns, there will always be sheep and goats standing on this earth. I want to be a sheep. I want you to be a sheep. How can we know if we are? Our Lord told us how in John chapter 10. Turn with me over there if you would. John chapter 10. In the days of our Lord and throughout much of history, when there was a town or a village that had shepherds and sheep. I don't believe we have any shepherds. I don't know if we do or not anywhere around here. But back in the day, many towns, many villages had shepherds and sheep. And usually they would have a large pasture area centrally located that was commonly owned by all the shepherds. Multiple shepherds, and they all had multiple flocks, and they all commonly owned this pasture area in the middle. It would have a high wall around it, and it was large enough to hold all of the flocks of sheep. And the shepherds would put them there over the nighttime for safekeeping, so they could go sleep. And they would hire a man to watch the gate, stand guard, keeping the gate. And that man was called the porter. That was his job all night long. And every morning after the shepherds had slept, they would come to the gate, and the porter would let them in. And they would call for their sheep, and only their sheep would come running to them. That's still how it is to this day. If we could be around sheep, that's just the nature of that animal. That's the nature of sheep. Whenever their shepherd calls, they come to their shepherd. When a shepherd would go into this big, huge fold of all of these sheep and would call all the sheep that belonged to another shepherd, nothing would happen. They'd just go about their business eating grass. They wouldn't. It affected them not at all. It affected them not at all. They just went on about their business. All right? But as soon as their shepherd came through the gate and gave the call, they went running. And that shepherd would lead them out into their pasture, and they would follow him. Now, our Lord said in John 10, verse 1, "Verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." He said, there is one way. There's one way. He said, if any come to you saying that there is another way, don't listen to him. That is not your shepherd. That's a thief and a robber. Verse 2. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The one that comes to you lawfully, fulfilling the law, rightly, in righteousness, he's your shepherd. Verse 3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he's an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. All that the Father, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. For the sheep, not the goats, the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. This is what he said. I am he. I am he. I am your shepherd. I am your door. I'm the way. I'm the way. I'm your pasture. I'm your rest. I'm your protector. I'm your savior. I'm your life. Because I died, you live. I laid down my life for the sheep. come to me. Come to me. The porter has opened. The Spirit has called. Come to me. Verse 19 says, there was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? That's what the goat said. Why hear ye him? I don't believe that. You want to hear what a goat sounds like? I don't believe that. I know, but read it. Look, here it is right here. You see what he said? I don't believe that. One way? What? One way? Only one way. You're saying there's one truth. One life. There's just one life. There's only one hope. I don't believe that. I won't hear that. Don't say that to me again. I ain't hearing it. Verse 19 says, there was a division, therefore, again, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? That division between goats and sheep is no small division. The goats called him a devil. The sheep called him God. Only God can do this. That's what he said? Yes, sir. Amen. So be it. Verse 22, and it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Why is that significant? Who was Solomon? Who was Solomon? He was the son of David. Who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? Sheep? Sheep? Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, have mercy on me. I believe on you. I believe you. I believe you're the one. I believe you're the way. I believe I'm not the way. I believe my will is not the way. I believe my works are not the way. I believe my everything is nothing. And you are all. I believe you are salvation. Not my decision to take it. You are salvation. I believe you are life. I look to you. I hear you. I follow you. Verse 24, then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? Goats doubt. Goats butt. That's what they do. They hear the words of Jesus Christ the shepherd and they say, hold on, but. Oh, wait a minute now, but. Verse 24, then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. That's what the goats say. You know what the sheep say? When they hear the voice of the shepherd, ask them, who do you say I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. They cry, we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ. Verse 24, then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believed not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Let me just tell you what that verse did not say. That verse did not say, you are not my sheep because you didn't believe. This is important, isn't it? That's not what that verse says. The verse says, you believe not because you're not of my sheep. As I said unto you. What does that mean? This tells us God is sovereign. We're dealing with a sovereign, almighty God who does what he wants with whom he wants. No one can stay his hand. No one can question him. And his sheep won't. His sheep won't. They'll say, I believe you. They don't say, but. They say, who am I to reply against God? That's what the sheep say. Verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He said to my sheep, I am everything to them. I'm the answer. Well, what about this? Christ. Well, yeah, but what about this? Christ. Well, what do you have to say about this? Christ. To my sheep, I'm all. To my sheep, I'm all they need. I'm all they have. I'm all they want. They hear my voice in my words say, come to me and I'll give you rest. They hear it. You come to me and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest from the law. I'll give you rest from your guilt. I'll give you rest from the bondage of your sin. You come to me and I'll give you rest. And they come to me and I give them rest. And I give to them eternal life. And I give them the safety and the peace of knowing that they will never perish and will never be plucked out of my hand. Never. Do we hear the voice of the shepherd? Do we hear the voice of the shepherd saying, come to me? Not, come to your works. Now, I'm going to tell you, you better get to your decision. You hear me? You better make a decision. Run to your decision. Get a decision. Straighten up and fly right. Do we hear the voice of the shepherd saying, come to me? Come to me. Follow me. I'm the way. I'm the way. Do we hear the voice of the shepherd? And does his voice make us say? Does his voice make us say? I hope he's talking to me because I'm going to come running. Does it make us say that? I really hope he's talking to me. Because ready or not, here I come. I need him. I need that. If it does, we're his sheep. If it makes you say, I really hope he's talking to me because I'm about to come to him. If it makes us say that, we're his sheep. How do you know that? How can you say that? Only his sheep hear his voice and come to him and follow him. Only his sheep. All those who are not his sheep will just continue on about their business eating grass. They won't hear a thing. It'll go in one ear and out the other. He ain't my shepherd. Here's another way of knowing we're his sheep, and I'm done. This is not point number two. I'm done. He said all of his sheep were lost sheep. Answer this in your heart. Without him, are you lost? I'm going to tell you, this world is full of people who are not lost. They're not, oh no, I'm found. I'm saved. I'm born again. I got it. I'm not worried about anything. You know what God's sheep say? Where are you? Where did you go? If I can't see you, I'm lost. Like Thomas, you know, we always, doubting Thomas. How can we know that? If I can't see you, I don't know the way. Without him, are you lost? Without him, are you lost? If so, you're his sheep. All you have to do is stand still and listen for the voice of the shepherd. If you ever find yourself lost, which is going to be probably in about 10 minutes, when you get in that position and you feel, I'm so lost, where are you? Where are you? All you have to do is stand still and listen for the voice. Just listen for the voice of the shepherd. He will come to you. He will seek you. He will find you. And when he does, and you hear him say, come, go run into him. Go run into him. Remember, as you run, sheep, as you're running, you remember this promise. He said, every sheep that my Father has given to me shall come to me. And every one of those sheep that come to me, hearing my voice, following my voice, I will in no wise cast out. He said, it is not the will of my Father that one of my little sheep should perish. And they are not going to. They're not going to. Now, in closing, I just couldn't help but think about this. I had to write this down. Don't turn back, but our text said that when the Lord found us, found his sheep, he would put that sheep on his shoulders and carry that sheep all the way home. I couldn't help. Every time, there's multiple places where that's mentioned, and every time I can't help but envision that sheep laying there, riding those shoulders all the way home, thinking to himself, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. This is him restoring my soul. He leads me in paths of his own righteousness. We're in it right now. For his name's sake. He's my Savior. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. He's with me. His rod and his staff, oh, it comforts me. He's prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He has anointed me with the oil of joy and gladness. My cup runs over. That's what I see that sheep saying, riding sideways, bouncing as he goes. My cup is running over right now. Surely, goodness, grace, listen to this. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. All because I follow him. Because I've been caused to follow him, goodness and mercy shall follow me. All the days of my life. And by his grace, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to be a sheep. You want that? Do you want that too? Do you hear that? Lord, seek us, find us, save us. Amen. All right.